National Trails Day is a day of public events aimed at advocacy, trail service, and encouraging local communities to connect in the outdoors. This year and every year, it happens on the first Saturday in June. So this year it is happening on June 1st. And trail users of all kinds are welcome to join and come together in partnership to advocate for, maintain, and clean up public lands and trails. And it's important to note that in addition to being a day of advocacy and service, it's also a day to simply enjoy being on the trails and reaping the benefits of time spent in the outdoors.
Hello, and welcome back to the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Carney, and I'm an outdoor and environmental writer and author of the book, Outdoor Minimalist, Wasteless Hiking, Camping, and Backpacking. The Outdoor Minimalist Podcast has the goal to give listeners actionable ways to waste less hiking, camping, backpacking, and more during every step of their process. Your impact outdoors starts long before you hit the trail and goes beyond leave no trace ethics. You'll learn how to identify sustainable outdoor brands, how to ask hard questions regarding sustainability, and begin to shift and evolve your mindset to integrate minimalism into all of your outdoor pursuits. In this special bonus episode, Maggie Paikin, Manager of Communication for the American Hiking Society, joins me to invite all trail users across the country to celebrate the 32nd annual National Trails Day on Saturday, June 1st. From trail stewardship activities to group hikes, paddles, trail runs, and more, there's so many ways to celebrate the trails with your community. Thank you for joining me on the Outdoor Minimalist Podcast today, Maggie. I'm excited for this bonus episode to talk about how people can get more involved in National Trails Day and the American Hiking Society in general. So just to start, do you mind overviewing what the American Hiking Society is and your role with them?
Yes. So I'm the Manager of Communications for American Hiking Society. And American Hiking Society is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1976 with a mission to empower all to enjoy, share, and preserve the hiking experience. So we achieve that mission through our various trail stewardship programs and advocacy work and our annual celebration of National Trails Day, which is coming up on June 1st.
And do you want to explain what National Trails Day is, when it started, and what it entails?
Yeah, this is our 32nd annual National Trails Day this year, which is very exciting. It's occurred each year on the first Saturday of June since 1993, which is amazing. It's a day of public events aimed at advocacy, trail service, and encouraging local communities to connect in the outdoors. It really is open to trail users of all kinds, paddlers, trail runners, hikers, equestrians, I mean, you name it. We want to see you out there celebrating. So it brings everyone together in partnership to advocate for, maintain, and clean up public lands and trails. And it's a collective goal of building a world where everyone feels welcome and has access to the great outdoors, because we know how important that is. And I think it's also important to note that National Trails Day isn't just about public service in the sense that it has to be a trail cleanup. It's also a day to simply enjoy being on the trails and reaping the myriad of benefits that come with spending time outside.
Yeah, I was going to ask that if the main goal, I guess, for people varies, or if it's specific to some type of land stewardship, cleanup, or just enjoying the time outside. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. And has that goal kind of like evolved over time and become more personalized depending on the person that you are?
Yeah, so I mean, it really started as a way to celebrate and advocate for trails. So I think the stewardship element was definitely at the forefront when it was founded in 1993, but it's definitely evolved over time. It's meant to be an inclusive day so everybody can join. If you're new to trail stewardship or you're new to advocacy work, it's a great entry point where you can learn more or experience trail stewardship for the first time, whether that's taking invasive species off of a trail or working on trail maintenance or even building a trail, which is really exciting. There's so many different ways for people to get involved and experience National Trails Day. And it helps to raise awareness of the necessity to work together to preserve the hiking experience. And, you know, whether that's breaking ground on a new trail or maintaining existing trails, there's so many ways to celebrate.
And why is that kind of advocacy important in our access to public lands and also like the broader land stewardship efforts happening in the US?
Yeah, well, I think we all know that trails can't advocate for themselves. and they also can't maintain themselves. So National Trails Day helps to shine a light on the importance of preserving these natural spaces throughout the country and through stewardship activities that can help educate trail users on how to be a better trail steward and just how much effort is required to maintain and build trails across the country and give people more access in diverse areas across the nation and give people more access to enjoy the outdoors and feel welcome in the outdoors too.
Since it's been happening for, you said, 32 years or so, do you have any specific success stories or like fun anecdotes from the last 30 plus years of doing this day?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of successes. Obviously, the miles and miles of trails that have been maintained over the years is really incredible and impressive. I think something that American Hiking Society is really proud of is our micro grant program, which is designed to reduce barriers for underrepresented communities in the outdoors. One of the biggest missions of National Trails Day is to create a community where everyone feels welcome and has access to the outdoors. So our grant program is really important to us, and we're excited to be able to offer that to the underrepresented communities across the country.
Yeah, since we're talking about access and representation in outdoor spaces, how can people that live in areas that don't have very immediate access or easy access to wild spaces participate in National Trails Day?
Yeah, so there's a ton of ways to get involved. If there's not something in your community, if there's something nearby, feel free to attend that as well. We have a find an event near me locator on our website. But listeners can get involved in a myriad of ways as well. You can take the pledge, then that's on our website as well, to leave the trails in the outdoor community better than you found them. And when you take the pledge, you'll be entered to win some pretty amazing outdoor gear prize packages. So that's a little extra incentive to get involved in that way. If there's not an event near you, you can always register and host an event on your own. Anyone can host an event. It's completely free, and it's a great way to get your community out in the outdoors together. You can also wear your love for the trails, like I am today. We have a National Trails Day collection of apparel and bandanas for pets, too, if you're hitting the trails with your furry friends. It's a great way to spread awareness about the day and also about American Hiking Society. And every purchase helps to support American Hiking Society's mission, which is great. If there is an event near you, you can invite a friend or a family member and just get talking about National Trails Day and share the pledge with them as well. You can show us how you're celebrating. Again, even if that's not attending an event and you're just spending time outside, take a picture, tag us on social media. We love to see it. And that will also enter you to win some pretty amazing outdoor gear prize packages as well. You can learn more about advocacy on our website and speak up for inclusive access to trails. That's a really great way to celebrate without even having to leave your house if you don't want to. As we said, you know, trails can't advocate for themselves. So the more voices we can get, the better. You can give a gift and donate to American Hiking Society. You can do a cleanup in your local area, on the trails or in your parks, whatever you want. There's so many ways to celebrate. There's really no wrong way to celebrate National Trails Day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll be sure to include the links to your website and how to register and check out other advocacy options in the show notes so people can find that easily. That's a good reminder that you can get outside in a variety of different ways. And just because it's called National Trails Day doesn't mean that you actually have to go out on a trail, and there are urban options as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's also worth noting this year, we're really trying to activate people with pets and animal rescues to get involved in National Trails Day as well. I think it's a great way to get adoptable pets some time in the outdoors, which we know is so good for them, and get them some socialization, which can be really helpful for getting them adopted. So it's a really fun new way that we're trying to get some people on the trails with their furry friends, because we love them and they're trail users too, and we appreciate them. So that's just another little thing I'll add in that I think would be great.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there are other causes being supported by National Trails Day. So is the Humane Society angle, I guess, the primary like other support or like awareness piece for the day, or are there others as well?
I mean, there's a ton when it comes to trail stewardship and advocacy, but absolutely, we would love to speak to more animal rescues and have more of that happening around National Trails Day as part of the conversation. And like I mentioned before, also our micro grant program is something that's really important, and that's another cause that's being supported by National Trails Day this year and every year to reduce barriers for underrepresented communities. That's really important to us.
How can people get involved with their Humane Society on National Trails Day?
So we are happy to send you any promotional toolkit that you need for outreach, but simply reach out to them, let them know about National Trails Day. You can point them straight to us if they want more information, but there's a host of information on our website, really just pointing them in that direction, letting them know that this day exists and that we're here to support them in their efforts for National Trails Day. And yeah, just spreading the word. That's all we can ask for.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, let me know. Leave a review and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Instagram at outdoor.minimalist.book, on YouTube, or subscribe to our weekly newsletter at theoutdoorminimalist.com. For even more updates, other educational resources, and to help build an outdoor community with the shared goal to create a better outdoor space as we recreate.